What's going on, Black Is Family? Happy New Year to you all. Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. It is 2013 and we have made it through, like the slaves coming out of Egypt. Moses then brought us out of 2012 and into the promised land of 2013. Thank you, Harriet Tubman, for bringing me out of 2012 and to the north of 2013. Hallelujah. It is so good to be back on Culture Connection, and thank you to all of you who support us and support the Black Is Online movement. We are so happy to be with you. You can find us on Twitter at Black Is Online, hashtag Culture Connection, or my personal Twitter account is at Callie Yaley. That's CALIYALIE, hashtag Culture Connection. So this, for this opening Culture Connection of the year, I thought we would just talk about things that we're looking forward to, particularly on this podcast, but also just in 2013. I feel very renewed and full of life and promise and hope. So we're going to absolutely use all of that energy and continue to move that forward into 2013. I am very happy to have on my podcast the wonderful, the great, my mentor, my sister, our boss, boss lady, editor-in-chief, Casey Lehman. What's up, Casey?
What's up, everybody?
Oh, and then she comes with the sultry. Her husband, Chris, I'm like, Chris, tell her to stop the sultry. No, it's quite beautiful.
What's
so,
up, y'all?
Thank you so much for joining me. So good
yes.
to see you.
See
Happy
you
New
too,
Year.
Happy New Year.
You can't see us, but oh, we're shining.
We
both
are.
Got good skin, glowing, and it's wonderful. So one thing that I wanted to talk about is I am on my way to New York for a wonderful, wonderful festival that I usually go to every year. It's called the Under the Radar Festival, and it's basically a festival of contemporary theater with artists that are primarily based out of New York, you know, the Eastern Seaboard and Europe. And I have, it is literally my annual pilgrimage to New York in the winter. And I'm so excited about the work I'm going to see at the festival and outside of the festival. Particularly, I'm going to see the highly acclaimed, critically acclaimed production of The Piano Lesson at Signature Theater. And then looking forward to seeing Christina Anderson. Looking forward to seeing Opus 7 at St. Anne's Warehouse. And I'm looking forward to being with friends and family in New York. So that's on my docket for this week. And I'm really, really excited about the festival just because it's a really cool opportunity to, one, meet up with people in the field on an international level.
Mm-hmm.
I go to a symposium that's usually full of folks who are, we have American leaders, artistic leaders, European. Sometimes we've had folks from New Zealand, and sometimes you have people from the motherland. So it's always a really, really wonderfully rich experience, and I'm so happy. And I try and end every trip to New York by visiting the Village Underground. If you don't know about the Village Underground, the world famous Village Underground, the open mic on Sunday nights. What? I will be there. Last time I went, it was cracking. And they have one of the dopest house bands and hosts that you could ever think of. So check that out, Village Underground in New York, open mic night. So this year, I'm really excited about just what we're going to be doing this year. Culture Connection and Black Is Online, or I should say the other way around, Black Is Online and Culture Connection, because Culture Connection does not own Black Is Online. Let's just get that very clear in front of my boss. She ain't going to have me calling me after this show talking about, what would you say? We need to, let's have a talk in the office about.
So not like that.
Not at all, but it would be funny if she was. we're going to be taking this show on the road, and we're going to the UK in May.
Yes,
so we're very excited about some live podcasts that will be happening
yes.
on UK time, and we will absolutely arrange that so our beloved West Coast home base can listen to those live at a reasonable hour. But we're also excited about just the trip in general. I am the recipient of the Cultural Exchange International Fellowship. I'm one of three inaugural recipients of the fellowship, and the purpose of the fellowship is to be a cultural ambassador from the city of Los Angeles to the United Kingdom. And I am completely honored. I thank the British Council and the Department of Cultural Affairs for the city of Los Angeles for the amazing opportunity to even represent this country in that capacity. So that is why we're taking the show on the road. And thanks to Black Is Online and Culture Connection, that's where I'm going, because they were really excited about the idea of doing podcasts overseas. And basically my research is going to be about how do artists, people who experience and create art in the UK, how do we intersect, being that we are all in some shape or form or part of the African diaspora? And do we experience art in the same way? Do we create it in the same way? Do we flock to it in the same way? Or do we have completely disparate views about the whole matter? And so I'm going across the pond to research that. But thank you, Casey, because you actually helped me come up with the idea. I just realized that, duh. She was like, Malcolm, why don't you use Culture Connection as your theme?
No, but it's such an amazing opportunity. And first, I want to congratulate you for receiving this opportunity and truly taking advantage of it.
I'm very excited. And Culture Connection audiences, please know that we will not be taking a break during that time. That it's going to actually be a time where we're actually working very hard. And be on the lookout in May, because spring is going to be cracking.
Yes, absolutely.
So anything for you in 2013 that's coming up that you are looking forward to culturally, artistically? Anything you heard about in the neighborhood that you're excited about?
Absolutely. The Pan-African Film Festival.
Oh, I was about to say, if you say the Chipotle that's being built, bonus Christian applause, I was going to hit you across the table.
Think about that Chipotle. Pan-African Film Festival will be here February 7th through the 18th.
That's right.
And I will be taking a day off. Wow. To go spend a day at the festival.
Will you be going on Wednesday?
Probably. Although that's not going to matter to that price.
Okay.
But I'm going to use my press pass.
You don't know about that. Wednesdays at Rave at Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza.
You don't know about that.
$7 all day.
Six.
Ooh, I just tried to make them another profit.
But you can get a hot dog for a dollar.
Oh, and
if you eat hot dogs.
$7 for those swine beef compost eaters. No, I'm really excited about Pan-African, and Pan-African Film Festival is a really, really awesome event in Los Angeles, and any film festival that focuses on work that rarely gets the attention. I mean, props to Sundance, but you know, Sundance doesn't focus on people of color unless you're a standout, film of color, like Middle of Nowhere, like Precious, like what's the one that everybody's been gigging about, the independent movie? Beast of the Southern Wild. You know, so it's great to have a festival where people of color, particularly black folks, have their work on display, and people critique it, and people come and they experience. And it's so beautiful to just have the community and the cinema together. So I absolutely agree with Casey. That is definitely something I'm looking forward to. Mm-hmm. Also looking forward to Ebony Repertory Theater. Always does a great, wonderful sort of round of Black History Month offerings, but they also usually do something in the month of January in honor of Dr. King. And this year they are going to be showing the film Citizen King, which I'm looking forward to. Citizen King is going to be, it traces Dr. King's efforts to recast himself by embracing causes beyond the civil rights movement. And it's a free event, y'all. Free event. It's on Saturday, January 19th at 7 o'clock at Ebony Repertory Theater. You should definitely get out and go see that. And then obviously they have their A Celebration of Black History that's coming in February, but we won't talk about that right now. Also, I mean, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about my project. I am producing a concert.
Yes.
I'm very, very excited about my concert that I'm producing. I guess you guys are wondering, well, what is the name of your concert? I'm producing a concert by an artist by the name of Kai Panetta, and the concert is Speechless. It is her album, a digital album and CD release concert. And that's also on January 19th at 7 p.m. And that's going to be at the Envision Center in Van Nuys, California. And we'll have a link on the website for you to take a listen to her music, and hopefully you'll come out and support. We greatly appreciate that. This year, before I end today, this year is going to be fun. We're gonna dive in. We're gonna meet some people that you may know or may not know.
Revisit
some people. we're gonna put it out there. We're gonna tell people about Culture Connection, and we're gonna say, "Come on and please." I've got lots of people who are excited and lined up, and we're just prepping for their arrival. So we hope that you will continue to be faithful to this podcast, and please support the Black Is Online movement, whether it's our roundtable podcast, the Black Is Break, the Brothers Layman Happy Hour. If you love sports, love those cats, even though they're Laker haters. I said it. Know it. Laker haters.
They are.
It gets real quiet. It didn't I hate coming to record after the Lakers have lost. It's just Bad News Bears around here. Bad News Bears. But I support them in everything that they do, and I love the happy hour, so we hope that you will support them as well. And that's it for this week. As we end every segment on Culture Connection, remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And with that said, have a wonderful week. Peace.